All right, what's going on, guys? This is End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Look, we did a program that was highly controversial, and the only reason why it's controversial is because of the climate that the church is currently in. But nevertheless, we talked about the possibilities, the great possibilities that what we're witnessing in California with these wildfires, and not only California, but the destruction that has struck America over the past 12 to 15 months, from Hurricane Helene to these fires that's broke out in Southern California, that's greatly impacting Hollywood and many celebrities in Hollywood. And we talked about that. And I want to encourage you, if you did not watch that podcast, I want you to go back, go in our archives. You can find it on, here on YouTube or Rumble or whatever the case may be. Go watch our last podcast, because today is going to be kind of a continuation of what we talked about, because there's no way we could put all that in one program. And so today, we've got some videos we want to show you, reaction videos. I've got some scriptures out of Deuteronomy 18, and we're going to show you how, in my opinion, that if we're really in the Word, guys, if we're really in the Word, as believers, then we should know what's going on. Our eyes should be open. Our ears should be open. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And eyes to see, let him see what the Spirit of God is speaking in this hour. So, without further ado, let's go.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's going on, everybody? It is Saturday, January 11th. We welcome you to the program. Everybody listening by Apple, by Spotify, watching by YouTube, watching by Rumble, coming over here from any social media outlet, we welcome you. If you're new, first time joining us, let us know in the comment section that you are new and where you guys are joining us from. We would love to welcome you. And when I say we, myself, including our admins. And we just want to let you know we love you already and we welcome to the program. And we thank you for joining us today. We did not broadcast yesterday on Friday, January 10th. We had a winter storm come through in the deeper south, which is this is not normal for us. In fact, yesterday we had significant snowfall, first snowfall that I've seen in 5 years that I've been living here, that was a significant snowfall. In fact, and the reason why we did not broadcast yesterday was because of that. And we, our power went out multiple times, went out through the whole night. But we thank God that we're back up. We're back up and running. So we're able to broadcast today. Listen, before we even get started today, I would love for you guys to go ahead and hit that like button. That's going to help get eyes on this message and our ministry, and they're on Rumble too. Why don't you guys go ahead and hit that like button, and all of you guys hit that subscribe button, hit that bell notification to keep up with us on these video platforms. And of course, take it a step further and get our free app. You can pick it up today on Apple or Android, depending on whatever your device is. Go to your Play Store, download it today, hit yes to push notifications, and you're gonna be assured that you're gonna get every broadcast, every prophecy viewpoint, breaking news, every headline that we write in our articles. Everything's gonna be right there to be a great blessing to you. And it's free, and everything's absolutely free. So again, without I do want to make this disclaimer again. Number one, if you did not watch our Thursday broadcast, I want to encourage you to go back in our archives, watch that broadcast, because it's going to kind of build a foundation, and then we're going to get into even more deeper things today. And again, I do want to make that disclaimer that the things that we will share today could be offensive to people. I know it's hard to believe, right? But people will be offended. And again, I venture to say that those who will be offended are just, they're not accustomed to hearing these type of messages. Now, again, this wasn't the case 20, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, a generation ago. These type of warnings, the messages from watchmen, were welcomed in the body of Christ, and they were met with repentance. And sadly, guys, I'm going to show you today that the attitudes of people, the mentality of people, is just nonchalant. There's no repentance. And what we're doing, guys, is we're building up. Society is running headlong into the fulfillment of the book of Revelation. When we get into the tribulation, when these disasters start coming, like 100-pound hailstones, the sun begins to scorch men on the earth. These plagues are breaking out. Pestilences are breaking out. The sword is going through the land. Wormwood is falling. And people are, there's no repentance. You don't read about this. You read about people shaking their fist at God and blaspheming the God of heaven. You read about the kings and the merchants and the rich and the wealthy of the earth running and hiding in caves in their underground bunkers. That's all in the book of Revelation during the tribulation. So you can kind of see how we're leading up to that, because men's hearts are hardening. And this is why, again, it's a parallel as the days of Noah. God said when he looked upon the earth, the whole earth was filled with violence and every man's intent was evil continually. And this is where we're at. So let me just wake you up to the fact, I want you to think about what we're seeing here. We are seeing where these fires are in California right now. And they're spreading, by the way. As of the report of this, there's another reigniting. The winds are picking up, and it's another flare up of these wildfires that are heading in different directions. And it's all in the southern Hollywood, California district. Multiple big time Hollywood celebrities have lost their homes, their mansions, their wealth, burned ashes to the ground, all affecting that whole area. Now, I want to show you a video. This is from Living Waters, Ray Comfort's ministry. And this was pretty astonishing. I saw this in many of video clips, but he did a great job on this as always. I love Ray Comfort. I love his ministry, Living Waters. Recently, the Hollywood elites, the celebrities, the who's who gathered in Los Angeles, gathered in California, and where in which they kicked off the 2025 Golden Globe Awards. And in this video, you're about to see something that I thought was very shocking to me. But it's not shocking. It's not shocking that it's coming from their mouth. But when you think about the timing of this, when this, what was said, what was done, this mockery, this blasphemy before God in heaven, and then literally days later, we witness what is now being called the worst historic wildfire in that region's history. So let me pull up this video. We're going to watch this together.
Welcome to the 82nd Golden Globes. You were incredible in Dune. Oh, woke up for all of your scenes. You were
what a year you've had.
Glenn.
Couch shots, no go.
That was before the moms are holding strong with three shout outs. God, creator of the universe, zero mentions.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. So what she's talking about is the credible mentions to these awards, the Golden Globe Awards. The cast and crew got 11 credits. We want to thank our cast. We want to thank our crew. We want to thank our directors. We want to thank our producers. 11. Then these recipients got up, these Hollywood elites, these celebrities, these actors, they got up and they thanked their mothers, three. And then she has the audacity to say that God, the creator of the universe, zero. And everybody laughed and applauded. Let me rewind it. So I want you to let this sink in here. Let this sink in.
Moms are holding strong with three shout outs. God, creator of the universe, zero mentions.
Look at people's like, aha, it's hilarious. But ladies and gentlemen, God sits on his throne and laughs. He will have the last laugh. And now many of these people that are laughing and cheering that God didn't get any credibility, which quite frankly, I don't think he probably didn't have anything to do with half of the movies that were produced anyway, or in Hollywood. But nevertheless, it's still this, it's this attitude, this pious, blasphemous, proud attitude that we don't need God. This is the attitude in the education system. We don't need God in our school system. We don't need God in our government. And this is what we're seeing. Now listen, we're going to play a little more of this.
Mocking God and using his name as a cuss word is nothing new for Hollywood. But less than 48 hours after the Golden Globes blasphemy, Hollywood was on fire.
Tonight, a new...
Did you hear that? Less than 48 hours later. Now guys, you know what this reminds me of? Now, I don't. This is not to the shallow believers, and that's not an insult to you. But this will only those who are meat eaters and the meat consumers will be able to digest what I'm sharing with you today. But this reminds me of this. This is the same pattern to it as when a nation's leader, the president, a leader, whatever. If it's in the United States, it's a president. If it's outside of, they could be a global leader. Any leader that attempts to try to divide Jerusalem, divide Israel for land for peace, within 48 hours of that, a guy wrote a whole book about this, and he shows you absolutely stunning parallels, in which he parallels that every time these leaders came together with the attempt to divide Jerusalem, within 48 hours, the nation that those leaders govern over, represent, they saw disaster come. Why? Because again, God made it abundantly clear through his covenant with Abraham in Genesis 12, I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. So I want to ask you a question. How long do you think God in heaven, the creator of the universe, as this woman said, is going to allow his creation to blaspheme him, to mock him, to ridicule him, to practice what he calls abominations? And we're going to get into that in just a moment out of Deuteronomy 18. And I know, we have been in and under the dispensation of grace. That is a theological term, meaning that we're in a time period where God's abundant mercy and grace is covering us. And this is why he hasn't literally just poured out his wrath upon the globe like you're going to see in the tribulation. And you and I better be very thankful for this. And I'm going to tell you who else needs to be very thankful for this is all these people like this. But I will tell you something. We're not in the tribulation, but selective judgments are a real thing. There is, and we did a whole teaching on this, and you can go back in our archives and find it. There is what's called the fullness of iniquity. There is this, and the Bible makes a description of this, and it's like a wine cup of the wrath of God. When this cup of iniquity becomes full, God has no choice but to pour out judgment. Now, again, I'm going to propose you a question. Could it be that the cup of iniquity has become full? And because it's become full, it is now being poured out in selective judgments. Now, You say, well, hold on here. What about D.C.? What about Washington? What about all that? Guys, just wait. You just hold on. And listen, all the people that said, well, there's nothing to these solar eclipses. We had somebody in the comments say, well, those solar eclipses or the blood moons. That's what it was. It was the blood moons. The blood moons came and they went. Nothing happened. Really? So are we just going to ignore October 7th? We're just going to ignore the fact that Israel's been in a seven-front war. We're going to ignore the fact that Persia, a.k.a. Iran, is still breathing down. They're still making new threats to Israel. Are we going to ignore the fact that Erdogan in Turkey is now threatening Israel? We're just going to ignore all that. So, yes, listen, all the naysayers can say all they want. It's just ignorance. The watchmen see these things. We understand the times and seasons in which we're in. So all these and the major solar eclipse that was visible across America that formed the X last year, that was a big deal and was talked about around the world. People around all over the nation gathered to the places that had the highest totality. And we made a whole spectacle of this. People made entertainment out of this. All the while, it was never given from God as a form of entertainment. It was given as a harbinger. It was given as a warning to America. And here we are. And again, that was last year. And look what has happened just since last year and then barely into the new year of this year in America. With the disasters that keep going, disasters after disasters, to the point where the head of FEMA, now you can do what you want with this, but they've come out and they said, we have no more resources. We're done. Now it's going to be interesting to me. It's going to be interesting to me because they told all the Helene victims in the Appalachians that our hands are tied because we're out of funds. So what are they going to do in California? That's going to be interesting because your major insurers like State Farm has already withdrawn their insurance policies, and they did that before the fires came because they saw the writing on the wall. They're not prophets, no. But again, and I could take a rabbit trail right there, and I'm not going to do that because I want to stay on track today. So I'm trying to tell you guys, he who has ears to hear, let him hear.
They're breaking out late this evening in the Hollywood Hills. Who would have ever thought this? Los Angeles is on fire.
I talked to a fireman once. He was telling me, he goes, dude, one day, he goes, it's just going to be the right wind and fire is going to start in the right place and it's going to burn through LA all the way to the ocean and there's not a thing we can do about it.
The scene, horrific.
This is new aerial video of a sixth fire, the
Look
Sunset Fire, based in the Hollywood Hills.
Firefighters there doing everything they can, but there simply aren't enough of them to fight the horror that has exploded.
Right now, people are rushing to escape the Hollywood Hills.
Brand new fire exploded down the Hollywood Hills, making a beeline for the iconic heart of the entertainment industry.
It is like driving through hell itself down here. Literally through hell.
Tens of thousands of people have fled for their lives, abandoning their cars when they could go no further.
A new fire erupting in the Hollywood Hills, marching toward iconic landmarks. More than 130,000 people were under evacuation orders across Southern California.
A new fire has broken out in the Hollywood Hills in Los Angeles, threatening landmarks like the Dolby Theater, where the Oscar ceremony is to be held in just a few weeks.
Literally grabbed our phones, a computer, and our dogs.
The wind hits the wrong way, it's just going to burn straight through LA, and there's not going to be a thing we can do about it.
I mean, guys, that's just chilling to me. I have chills going all the way down my spine. Because, again, I'm telling you guys, this is serious stuff. God is not playing anymore. Listen, there is still prophets and prophetesses, yes, I said it, out there, that hear from God through dreams, through visions, through spending time in his presence, and they give these warnings, but they fall on deaf ears. Number one, They fall on deaf ears from the recipients in which they give them because of the hardness of people's hearts. Number two, the body of Christ. It falls on dead ears in most of the body of Christ because most of the body of Christ has now, they've given heed to these false doctrines of like sensationism that teaches and believes that God no longer speaks anymore. So when these people give warnings, they just laugh at them and they shrug them off. Here, let me show you an example of this. Now, this was a warning. I have no idea who this is. I just recently discovered this woman. Her name is Whitney Lynn. But I just know that she gave a prophetic warning on January, prophetic warning on January 3rd for Los Angeles. So it was on the 3rd of January. This was given. This was on an airplane full of people in that region. And listen what she says and watch the response from these people. Check it out.
As I was saying, my prophetic message for California, there's a dark cloud that's over California, which is the condition of the city, which is darkness.
Wow.
Just like in the days of Noah when they flooded the earth because of the evilness. I tell you that wrath is coming to Los Angeles. So
wrath is dark cloud over California. She talks about the sin, the iniquities, the transgressions. She said, wrath is coming to Los Angeles. That's specific, guys.
Make things right with God. If you don't know Jesus Christ, make things right with him. Jesus Christ.
She mentions the name of Jesus.
He died on the cross for your sins. He rose again in 3 days. Almost done. He's alive.
Now she's given the gospel.
He's the one true God, but the wages of sin is death.
And she said he's the one true God.
Hell forever. He loves you. Repent. Put your faith in Jesus today. God bless you guys. God bless you.
I mean, wow, guys. You can smear this woman all you want. And again, I don't know her, but I do know this, that everything she just said right there was legit. Absolutely legit. She mentioned repentance. She mentioned the gospel. She mentioned hell. She mentioned Jesus Christ. She mentioned he was the one way. She talked about, this was before the fire broke out in California. She warned about a dark cloud that she saw and a warning from the Lord. And she specified Los Angeles and said that wrath was coming. And she called the people to repent. Now, that leads me to my next part. I want you to turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 18. We're going to be reading this from the New King James. And I'm going to show you some stuff here. This was a warning given to the people of God. When you come into the land which the Lord your God has given you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. Now he's getting ready to list things here that God calls abominations, and he's warning Israel, don't succumb to the customs of these other nations that are performing things that I call an abomination. Watch what he says. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire. There's one. Or practices witchcraft. Or soothsayer. One who is a soothsayer. One who interprets omens or a sorcerer. Let's read on. One who conjures spells, a medium, a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. That's necromancy. For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from before you. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? You shall be blameless before the Lord your God for the nations which you will dispossess. Listen to soothsayers and diviners, but as for you, the Lord your God has not appointed such for you. Now, guys, in case you didn't know, Los Angeles is inundated with this stuff. Let's talk about it. Passing your children through the fire. This is an ancient ritual wherein which this was a Canaanite god that was constructed, wherein which the people would literally sacrifice their children by putting them in this idol god that would heat up and consume them with fire. Okay? Now, you say, well, there's nobody doing that, Brother Ricky. Yes, but listen, today, the spirit of Moloch is still alive and well because today we call it abortion. Oh, I know this is a strong word today. And we're talking about millions. America has blood on its hands with millions of children that has been passed through the fire, if you would. Then we have the normalization of the exploitation of children. I got to be very careful how I word this. We could call this the normalization of child labor, trafficking, exploitation in media and entertainment. And this region is a hub for this stuff. Many of these people in Hollywood have been directly involved in this stuff. Hello, Epstein. Hello, P. Diddy. And we could go on, and the list could get larger. Then the Lord warns about the practice of witchcraft. This is prominent, guys. New Age. We're talking about the manifestation rituals, spell casting, using crystals and energy alignment. Hollywood is inundated with this stuff. Occult practices. We're talking about tarot card readings, Ouija boards, summoning spirits, and marketing as, quote, harmless entertainment, and doing this, again, all in that area, known for it. And again, as we pointed out 2 days ago in our other podcast, Asheville, North Carolina was a hub of this stuff as well that got decimated from the floods. Since we're talking about Hollywood, movies, television shows, books, all glamorize witchcraft and magic. And what this has done is desensitize an entire generation to the dangers of such practices that God calls an abomination. He tells us, don't learn the ways of these things. Run from them. These should not be found among you. Soothsayers, individuals who claim to predict the future through supernatural means. We're talking about astrology in the form of horoscopes, birth charts, the reading the constellations. All this has surged in popularity. People make their entire life decisions based on planetary alignments in their horoscope. And it's prominent in this area of California. Psychics, you drive through these areas, you see psychics everywhere, mediums, psychics, whatever you want to call them. These individuals offering to connect people with deceased loved ones who predict their future. And by the way, they're not deceased loved ones. They are familiar spirits. They're demonic spirits that they're opening the door for, that they're coming right in. They're laying a welcome mat, guys, right down for the involvement of these demonic spirits to come and destroy the lives of people. And platforms, social media platforms like TikTok, have a large growing culture promoting these type of practices. I'm telling you, we're on TikTok. TikTok, I call it TikTok on accident. We call it TikTok because we're trying to reach a group of people that may not find us on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or aka X or YouTube. So we want to cast that net in those areas as well. But guys, I've been on there and I've seen this. This stuff is the astrology and the psychics and all that nonsense is heavily promoted, witchcraft on TikTok. God warned about individuals using these types of practices to predict futures. Some of you call yourself Christians, but you regurgitate stuff from Nostradamus. You share stuff from Nostradamus. Nostradamus was far from being godly. Nostradamus was a soothsayer. Nostradamus was a false prophet. These individuals use these weird practices like knocking on wood. They believe superstitious nonsense like avoiding black cats, carrying lucky charms and necklaces around and not going to certain places at certain times. This is what this is, guys. Then God warns about sorcery, the practice of sorcery. Now, this is very interesting because if you go to the book of Revelation, And I'm going to turn here. This is Revelation 9. Look at this. God, so again, this is in the tribulation. And look what it says, Revelation 9, 20. But the rest of mankind who were not killed by the plagues did not repent. Look at that. They did not repent of the works of their hands, and that they should not worship demons and idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood. So all this is, can you believe this, guys? They're still going to be doing this even though the wrath of God is being poured out. This is the defiance of humanity when we get into the tribulation. All of these things can neither see, neither can they hear, nor they walk. Look at this. And they did not repent of their murders, of their sorceries. Somebody say sorceries. Or their sexual immorality of their hearts. Now, guys, this word sorceries, you need to highlight this in your Bible if you haven't already. It is a word in the Greek called pharmakia. Again, I said it's a word called pharmakia, and this is where we derive psychedelic substances, where in which individuals will take these substances to, quote, get a high, and even have encounters and interactions with demons. It opens, let me make this plain and simple. These type of drugs, anything that alters your mind, opens the door and lays a welcome mat for the demonic to come right into your life. And here we have in the book of Revelation, during the tribulation, these people are, they're not repenting of their sorceries. Even on the web, there is what's called dark web rituals, where in which online communities participate in occult ceremonies and sometimes involving harmful or illegal acts. Then we have what's called necromancy, or consulting the dead. Now, this is absolutely prevalent. And again, even Christians partake of this. We're talking about all these ghost hunting programs, television programs, YouTube channels, all showcase, and they derive entertainment from this. And again, prevalent in Hollywood. Seances, people seeking closure, answers, attempting to speak with deceased loved ones. And now here's the terrifying part. We now have this type of practice in the form of digital necromancy, where in which AI technology has now been created that recreates the voices or personalities of the deceased for communication. Absolutely terrifying. And again, guys, I want to emphasize, there's no such thing as ghost. The Hollywood has entertained this. There's no such thing as ghost. These things are familiar spirits. They are, and these things are, they are attracted to events that transpire in the locations in which there is a prevalence of this, of these demonic spirits. For example, if there is demonic rituals, seances, practices, witchcraft, Ouija boards, occultism, the shedding of innocent blood through murder, sacrifices, anything like this, guys, will attract these familiar spirits. And that's why they come to homes. That's why they come to locations. That's why they enter into certain lineages and families that are heavily involved in the occult. And this goes on from generation to generation. These are not, quote unquote, deceased loved ones. They're demonic spirits. And again, where is this a hub at? Right there in Los Angeles. These Hollywood people practice this stuff, guys. They eat this stuff up. They practice this. I mean, I don't need to go deeper than this. You guys know this. You're smart. These people like Oprah Winfrey and so on and so forth. That's why they have this open spirituality where in which they believe that every path is a way to God. They don't believe Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. They believe that all faiths lead to the same God. All paths lead to the same God. All religions lead to the same God. This is why they believe this. And again, it's all demonic. So guys, this is what I'm trying to tell you today. I'm trying to tell you that I'm not doing this. Listen, there is so many other topics that I could be talking about, but this, my heart is grieved. My spirit is grieved. I am vexed over what I'm seeing because I honestly don't believe, I'm seeing two things happening here. One is that the very people And I'm not saying all. I can't paint a broad brush and say everyone. But a lot of these celebrities, I'm not hearing repentance come from them. Where is the cry? Where is the stance? Where is the people? Where is someone going to rise up and say, hey, guys, maybe we have angered the God of heaven. Perhaps we should repent of our sorceries. Maybe we should repent of our occultism. Maybe we should repent of the shedding of innocent blood. Maybe we should repent of the mockery and blasphemy that we have committed. Listen, prayer isn't enough. Should we be praying for these people? Sure. Pray for the people. Pray for the innocent. Pray for the bystanders. Pray for the people that are stuck in this, that did not practice this stuff, that didn't participate in this. Yes, my goodness, pray for them. But I'm not talking about them. The people that are responsible, the, dare I say, the wicked people in Hollywood that is responsible for the practice of these things that is angering God to react the way he is, just possibly. Should they not be repenting? Should they not be calling for repentance? When Jonah showed up to Nineveh with the message from the Lord as the prophet and the voice of God, he didn't say, the Lord sent me to tell you to pray. That's not what he said. The Lord told Jonah, go to the people and command them to repent and turn from their wicked, abominable ways, and I will relent from the disaster that I will bring. And the Bible says that the head of Nineveh, the king, had to make the decree to repent for the city of Nineveh, all of the men, the women, the children, all those who were there, to humble themselves under the hand of God through repentance and sackcloth and ashes. And because of this, God in heaven relented from the disaster that he brought upon them. But did you know, just a point of interest to bring this out, did you know that before God was about to bring that disaster to Nineveh, he had already brought disasters to try to wake them up and to provoke them? And many theologians and scholars believe, and I happen to be one who agrees with them, that those disasters that came before that final warning given by Jonah was a wake-up call, and it softened the heart of the people of Nineveh to repent. Now, what was those events? Well, if you study it out in history, they had a plague. Nineveh experienced a plague that wiped out many in the city of Nineveh. They had you ready for this? They had a total solar eclipse. Now, back then, the ancients understood this solar eclipse was not a good sign. They didn't gather around with their glasses and all their popcorn and everything so that they could watch this and film it on social media. No, when they saw that solar eclipse, they knew, oh, this is not good, guys. This is a omen. This is a harbinger of worse things to come. And then a full civil war broke out in Nineveh. So you had a plague, a sign from heaven, and a civil war. And then those three events happened, one after another after another. And then the prophet came and warned them, look, a greater disaster is about to come unless there be repentance from the cities and you turn back to God. And the people, I believe, listen, the people's hearts, howbeit the king of Nineveh, understood these things, and this is why he called for repentance and the people repented. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. How is America responding to these disasters? You know what I'm saying? Guys, now listen to what I'm about to tell you. Don't get mad at Brother Ricky, but I want to get this off my chest, and this is where I'm concerned. We're seeing these disasters go from coast to coast, East Coast, West Coast, in the South, the North. We're seeing disasters just go through America, just running through the nation. Now, again, God love you people from Australia and from maybe from the Philippines or from South Africa or wherever you're watching, up in Canada. I know you guys have your own. I'm not a voice for those places. God has put me here in America. So that's my primary, that's where I see most of this stuff going. And I, trust me, I see what's going on in Canada. I see what's going on. We just did a report about Nigeria, and we're going to talk about that next week. Some just terrible things happen to Nigerian Christians that we could never understand here in America because we don't experience that level of persecution yet. But I'm going to say something that might upset some folks here. All these disasters are unfolding. Let me use two that are recent, Helene and the LA fires. We'll throw in the Hawaii fires too. Now, all three of these have been completely inundated with online presence of people accusing nefarious actors of doing things to produce that. Now, before you get mad at me, I am not saying that there is not a sinister hand behind this. Okay? I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is, while we're busy saying it's the hand of this individual, it's the hand of this organization, this is the intent for it, this is the purpose for this, this is their agenda, and we could umbrella that all under conspiracy theory, okay? That's the point I'm trying to make. All the while we're pointing fingers at who the culprit is behind it, we're missing a major part here. And that is the door that is opened up to allow all of this stuff to happen. Let me make this plain for you. Because when we did our video 2 days ago, we had a response in the comments and people said, no, this is not the hand of God. This is the hand of wicked men. This is the hand of governments that are wicked and corrupt. Well, guys, let me make this simple for you. When we talk about the judgment of God, I think some of you people think that it's like God up in heaven just throwing a lightning bolt down to the earth and God making a fist and just punching the earth. No, listen, you go to Job, the book of Job is the greatest example. Here's Job, a righteous man that was serving God, but he experienced disasters and tragedy that killed his children, that took out his wealth, his finances, his materialism, his servants, his crops. And it came from, what did the Bible say? Read it. The Bible says this: Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. He caused a whirlwind to come through the house and take out his children. Satan caused a group of men to come and wipe out some of his servants. Satan caused boils to come out on Job's body, and he was scraping them off into a bucket. Satan influenced Job's wife to rebuke Job and say, why don't you curse God and die? And we could go on and on and on. But here's the point. We could talk about 9/11. Was this terrorism? Was this conspired by our own government and nefarious actors and players and entities behind the scene? Or was this the hand of the judgment of God? I'm going to shock you. It is all three. I'm going to give it to you. Here it is. Ready? Satan planned it. Men performed it, but God permitted it. Let me say that again. And I base that on John 10:10. The thief cometh not to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, but I have come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. So when we see these disasters, if God is in control and God is on the throne, whoever and whatever is behind these disasters, whether they be fires, whether they be floods, whether they be tornadoes, whether they be earthquakes, whether it be volcanic eruptions, whether it be weird, mysterious fog, whether it be a drone invasion, whether it be an invasion of a foreign nation, whether it be the collapse of society, whether it be a market crash, whatever it is, And whoever's behind it, we have to agree that it is God on the throne who has the last word and the final authority. Now, if you don't believe that, then you don't know the Bible. Now, if you do believe that, then you would have to agree with Brother Ricky that no matter who the source is or what the source is that's behind these disasters, we have to agree that if God is permitting these disasters to come to fruition or allow them, there has to be a reason why that is. And I'm coming to you today and telling you the reason why these things are happening is because we are under the judgment of God because we have done things. Deuteronomy 18 says that are an abomination unto him, and they cause the disfavor of God to come upon a nation. And what that looks like is God's hand of favor being lifted, allowing and permitting these things to take place in the first place. But listen, I come to give you, if there's any hope and good news to this, it's this. There is a recipe, if you would, there is a blueprint, if you would, that can bring a reprieve. Now, we can't stop Bible prophecy, but we can bring a reprieve. And it's been there all along, and it's in the Word of God. I know, it's crazy, right? It's in 2 Chronicles 7:14. And God says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves in prayer, ready, and turn from their sin and their wicked way, then shall I hear from heaven, and then shall I heal their land. Did you hear that? There has to be more than prayer. There has to be more than a prayer vigil. There has to be more than a national day of prayer. Those prayer is good. Prayer is great, but there has to be more than that. The people have to repent, and it starts with the church. Now, I could go another hour and pull up how God is shaking the church. And we're going to talk about that next week as well, because it's going to continue in 2025. The dominoes are falling. The house of cards are falling because God said that judgment begins in the house of God. I know this is a lot to take in today, but he says, if the church will start first and stop playing games and repent, and get right with him and turn from their sin and wicked ways, then God said, I will do like I did with Nineveh. I will bring a reprieve. I will relent from the disaster that's coming. Listen, I believe with all my heart that if somebody in Los Angeles, California, that had a high authority, and I know this is probably not going to happen, but if Governor Newsom got up on national television and said, as one who has the authority to come out here, a voice of authority and have that authority, I am calling for a statewide time of prayer and repentance and to turn to God, and we're praying and asking the Lord to bring rain from heaven to quench these fires. I believe with all my heart, guys, if Governor Newsom actually really meant that from his heart and the people stood behind him, that would happen. I believe that 100% that would happen. Now, again, the probabilities of that happen are slim, but what can we do? We can pray. We can obey the word of the Lord. And we, again, and I want to remind you guys, I know that there is good intended innocent people in the crosshairs, in the mix-up of all this stuff. And listen, I believe with all my heart that God will protect many of these. And, you know, we've always said this, guys, you can't threaten a Christian. If you have eternity in Christ, you can't threaten a Christian with taking them to eternity. Now, we don't want to see that. We don't want to see innocent lives lost. But again, what profit is it to gain the whole world? Which many of these Hollywood people have gained the whole world, if you would, in materialism. But even if their house burns down, they've got enough money to go rebuild. But if at the end they don't repent and get right with Christ, they're going to lose their soul. But there's many people that may lose their life that knew Christ. They lost everything here on this side of heaven. But come on, they gained eternal life in Jesus' name. So we're going to close this right now. And what we're going to do, now we prayed about this on Monday night in our prayer, but we're going to pray real quick for the people of California. And I'm just going to pray how I feel led here. And I would love for you guys to join with me today in agreement. Come on, let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, we lift up the people of this region of California. Father, we ask right now in Jesus' name, first of all, that you would protect the innocent, protect the righteous, protect those in covenant with you. Lord, you said in your word in Psalm 91, you said only with their eyes shall they look and see the reward of the wicked. But Lord, you said no evil shall befall them, no plague shall come nigh their dwelling. You said 1,000 may fall at their side and 10,000 at their right hand, but it shall not come nigh their dwelling. I pray that you'd bring resources, that you'd bring the emergency crews, that you'd bring an escape route, that you would speak to them, show them, reveal them, give them a dream, give them a vision, give them a visitation, send them a brother, a sister, someone along the way that can get them out of harm's way in Jesus' name. And Lord, at the same time, I pray that a genuine move of repentance would come not only from California, but it would come from those who have been in the direct crosshairs of these disasters, even in the Appalachians, even those through Asheville, even those who participate in these regions. Lord, I pray that there be a repentance and a turning away from these things in which God calls an abomination. That, Lord, that they would turn from witchcraft, turn from sorcery, turn from the occult, turn from soothsaying and psychics and demonic things that are causing the wrath of God and the judgment of God to be poured out upon the nation in which we're seeing today. And I pray that God's people be, that would repent. I pray that they would turn from their sin. They would humble themselves under the hand of God through fasting, and that we would see a genuine reprieve. Lord, I'm reminded of the great Los Angeles fire that broke out right when Azusa Street took place. Wow, guys, I felt that in my spirit. When Azusa Street revival broke out, Lord, there was journalists that came from the LA Times and they mocked it. They called it strange babblings. They used blasphemy. They mocked that move of God. And literally within 24 hours after that, the greatest fire in Los Angeles, at that time was the greatest fire in history, broke out in Los Angeles. And it was literally within 24 to 48 hours after a journalist mocked the move of God. Lord, are we seeing this again? Lord, are we seeing when people get up openly and unashamedly mock the God of heaven and then disaster comes? But Lord, I remember reading about this when this fire broke out and is right after that happened. Lord, there was a mighty move of God that broke out because people's hearts were rent. These people's hearts were moved through fear and trembling, and they begin to repent, and a great sweeping move of God broke out and started right there in California. God, I pray that if you can bring beauty from ashes, that you'd bring a mighty revival that would come through the Appalachians and through Los Angeles, California. And I pray this, and we pray this, and we pray it in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen. And amen. Listen, guys, again, help me out. Hit that like button, hit that share button, hit that bell notifications. That's going to help us push our material out there. And always, guys, if our ministry has it of any value to you, you'd like to support it, partner with us, you can do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app right there on your screen, or you can go to the website. There's a support link right there that's pinned at the top of the YouTube channel. You can click on there. You can, you can do super chats on YouTube, whatever the Lord puts on your heart, or you can give by check or money order, and you can make it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. All right, guys, we're going to sign off for tonight. We may come on here tomorrow since we were not able to come on here on Friday. We may have something lined up for you tomorrow. If not, then I want to encourage you to be with us again on Monday, probably around 2 p.m. Eastern. We'll have a podcast. And then Monday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here live on YouTube, will be our corporate prayer gathering. We had a great time this past Monday. Many of you guys were here that will be in the chat. Many of you guys were present. Many of you were here online. We had a wonderful time at coming together as a corporate body of believers and praying and interceding for one another. And I believe we'll have a great time on Monday night as well, Lord willing, of course. So until we see you on the next one, guys, I pray the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.